What does the cereal aisle at your local grocery store and sermon preparation have in common? And that's what I want to talk about on this week's episode of the Expositor's Workshop podcast. Thanks for listening. We all know the feeling. You're craving cereal, but you're really not sure what kind you want. So you start browsing down the cereal aisle at your local grocery store, and what always happens? You become overwhelmed, right? It's a phenomenon that experts call choice overload. It's also known as overchoice, or my favorite, choice paralysis, right? They're all different terms that describe one thing, how we get overwhelmed when we're presented with a large number of options to choose from. Listen, the same thing can happen in our preaching, particularly when we are just starting out. As a beginning preacher, and honestly, sometimes still today, I experience choice paralysis when it comes to what to preach from the text I'm studying for next week's sermon. You been there? Right, that's one of the strengths and challenges of doing biblical exposition. Right, in studying the passage to expose what is there, you unearth literally a limitless number of truths, insights, details. Right, then you've got your word studies, cultural background, great commentary quotes, right? Maybe some helpful illustrations or applications. It quickly can become very overwhelming. And one of the hardest things is that a lot of it's good, a lot of it's helpful, a lot of it's interesting, a lot of it's true. So what are you to do? What are we to do? Like, one of the most important principles of sermon preparation is knowing, out of the infinite number of things that you can preach from any given passage, what must you preach? Let me offer two simple questions to help you sift through what you've accumulated in your study so you can move from what you can preach from any given passage to what you should preach from it. Here's question number one. What is the main idea of this passage? I speak about this almost every episode because it's so important to your preaching. All that you've gathered in your sermon preparation time should fit together under one big idea, one umbrella thought. You can think of it like every piece of discovery is like a piece of a puzzle, right? But they all fit together in one picture. So what is that picture for your passage? And let me tell you, this is often the hardest, but will be the most fruitful part of your preparation process. So you wrestle with how the pieces fit together until it makes sense, until you reach that aha moment. And listen, you can't rush this. Wait for it. Keep reading. Keep studying. Go for a long walk. Sleep on it. But don't move forward until you can confidently say, this is what this passage is about, and here is how the pieces fit together. Right. So sometimes that means look over all the data that you've accumulated and try to say, you know what? What's the main subject here? What's this about? I've been helped by the counsel that says, you know, it's got to be more than one word. Right? So you can't be, well, I think this passage is about faith. Well, is it about saving faith? Is it about obedient faith? Right? So try to group some words together under a subject. This is the subject of this passage. And then, you know, what is this passage saying about that subject? That's question number one. What is the main idea of this passage? And that leads us to question number two. What are the main pieces of that main idea, right? You eat a pie a bite at a time, but you serve pie in pieces, right? So what are the main chunks of your passage that contribute to that idea? In a previous episode, I talked about the secret to sermon structure, right? Where we said it's all about finding the Holy Spirit-inspired divisions of your passage and then structuring your sermon along those lines, right? But your big idea, if you study the passage rightly, and maybe the passage is too big, maybe it's too little. I think that's one of the most common reasons people have a hard time understanding what the big idea is. Usually they've picked too big big of a passage or too little of a passage, right? But find the seams of that passage, the main chunks, the main pieces of that main idea. For example, for our Christmas series, recently I was preaching Romans chapter 1, verses 3 and 4, where the Apostle Paul is essentially talking about the content of the gospel. And he's talking about how Jesus, right, the content of the gospel is a person. And he is describing Jesus in two main ways. He talks about him being the descendant or the seed of David, and Jesus being the Son of God. And so those are the those were the two main points of my sermon, right? What does Paul mean when he says Jesus is the seed of David? And what does Paul mean when he says that Jesus is the Son of God? So every week, that's what I'm looking for, right? What is the main idea of this passage? And then what are the main pieces of that main idea? Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Expositor's Workshop podcast. I hope it was a help to you, and I'll see you next time.